Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today we are going to be discussing VR. That stands for virtual reality. VR is a pair of goggles that you put over your eyes and you would hook it up to a TV or a game console. And it would play videos and video games, and it would seem as if you're inside the video game / video. It is quite amazing. VR is quite complicated, and there's a lot of cords and a lot of setting up, but once it's done, it is fun, and I get addicted to it. To be honest, I have one of my own. It's in my game room, and I play it almost every afternoon. Anyway, besides that, my main question is, how does VR change our normal living habits? Well, VR, as I said just then, is quite addictive. So that could lead to a few things, like laziness or just sticking around at home while there's lots of things to do in our reality. But then again, VR is like trying to make the places that you go as if it was real life. So if you were playing a game that includes strategy or anything like that, then it could be improving your skills of everyday life, so it could be good as well. But unfortunately, the VR is like not very active. You're not allowed to move around or jump around like you would in real life. And it would be quite fun, but still, it's not good for health. There are many, like, famous VR systems, like, all around the world. There's heaps of them. There's only a few that, like, point out to me, like, the Oculus Rift, the PSVR, which is for the PS4. But, again, with most, like, VR systems, you do need a TV to hook it up to, or a computer, or a game system, because it won't work otherwise, or, like, even an iPad or a phone. So you can't just buy the VR on its own. It would be quite an expense for, like, also all the other equipment that you need for it. Anyway, in 1968, Ivan Sutherland made the first VR. It was connected to a computer, not like a camera or a phone or a TV. And it was quite big, bulky, and scary looking because it was hard to make one that was simplistic. VR has changed our normal living habits, as in, like, it has made us, like, not go outside, not have as much fun as we could have, not being the healthiest we could be, and, like, overall, just, it might make us a little moody sometimes, because, like, you just, with VR, you get whatever you want, whenever you want. But in real life, it's not the same. So you might get a little angry at random things that may not even upset you normally. VR is also used in medical research and therapy for spinal cord injuries. And it's in medical reasons because with the virtual reality, it connects the brains to the legs. So during, like, VR, those with spinal cord, like, injuries that can't move their legs or down, like, their waist down, they can walk around and, like, enjoy life as it would be. And also, it is improving their health. Some patients have actually started to get, like, movement in their legs. So VR is very, like, important in this particular topic. Anyway, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed and learned a little something. And yeah, I'll see you next time. Bye.